KOA News Time 6:53 now on Colorado's Morning News. A recession, not a recession. Two quarters of negative economic growth. Last quarter showing positive GDP numbers. Where are we in the grand scheme of things, and how are the markets reacting and more? And of course, it looks like another rate hike by the Fed coming too. Well, to talk about it, this and more, it's our friend of the program. It's Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. And it is a good morning. Futures are up again. Looks like we're going to have the Dow pushed.
And you know what?
1,000, which is nice.
Yeah, that is nice. And that's just saying, coming off a decent October, what do you anticipate for November? And does the election a week from today have any bearing on that about, I guess, who's going to control potentially the purse strings in Congress?
Well, you know, most of the time on elections such as the midterm, there's a pretty good indication that the party in control is going to be giving up some seats. That's just a historical reality, which I think has pretty much been baked into the markets. And I really think from an investor standpoint, the idea of having a kind of a split level of government is not a bad thing, because it can kind of help control some of the spending and the tangents that many times the governments will go off on. But just like the Fed interest rate hike, it's expected. There's really no big surprises coming other than, of course, tomorrow with Jerome Powell. We have the idea of another interest rate hike being telegraphed. We're talking about maybe another 75 basis points that may be taking place. And that's okay. The idea of what's coming next is really what has a little bit of the investors unsettled on Wall Street, thinking, okay, it's good that all of this is out there. We seem to be moving in the right direction. The numbers from last week on the GDP were positive. We were kind of expecting that. You know, Marty, to a certain extent, a lot of that, though, it dealt with some ramped up inventory and some other issues that really kind of skewed those numbers. So even though I'm glad I saw that, what we did as far as the third quarter numbers, my bigger question is it going to be something that we're going to see continue into the fourth quarter? Was that an anomaly or the beginning of a trend? And of course, right now, we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. In addition to the Fed action that's coming tomorrow, we've got the jobs report coming in on Friday. And that all ties into this. I mean, the jobs report can show that the economy is still pretty hot in terms of employment. So what are we looking for with the jobs report that comes out on Friday? And how's that going to impact the market, you think?
One of the last numbers that I saw as far as the revised revision, Pat, was just over 200,000 jobs expected to be created. And of course, a lot of that's going to be what types of jobs, were they temporary? And of course, what's the average hourly wage? And those reports, when we dive into those numbers and look at them, you see that, okay, the wages are up, but they're not staying up with inflation. And that's certainly a concern right there. So we'll have to wait and see. And you know, Jerome Powell, with the connections that the Fed chair has, got a pretty good indication of which way those numbers that are scheduled to be released Friday morning at 8:30 are looking. And I think that that's going to enter into what his decisions are as far as what their future plans are for additional rate hikes. We have still a growing number of people that are out there saying that 2023 is going to be the year where we're going to see the interest rate hikes level off, even drop back a bit with some interest rate reductions. The Fed has really pushed back on that. We've got signals going a lot of different directions right now, with investors saying, look, I hear all the chatter. All I know is that my portfolio is going up, so I'm happy with that. But again, it could be the calm before the storm, and I hate to be the one that keeps saying that, but the inflationary worries are still there. A lot of the issues that are concerns are still there. Right now, there's just a decent dose of optimism. That's what is causing a lot of people to jump into the market from cash on the sidelines. I don't know that it's the best time to do so, but, you know, that's the direction they're headed. We'll see where it goes.
Jay, I'm going to ask a very specific question here, coming to maybe some personal investments. But if you are somebody who's an investor that gets into the market, is energy still a safe place, or is, because our kind of our energy policy at times look like it's all over the map, is it a safe place to put people's money, whether you believe, I guess, in green energy or oil and gas? Is that still a safe place to maybe look at where you can make some gains?
It is, but I would certainly make sure that it's within the diversified nature of your portfolio. Don't go crazy on it, because as you mentioned, we are seeing the car driven in different directions sometimes at the same time with regards to what the policies are going to be. But I do like energy, and I think that as long as it's a diversified portion of your portfolio, it's a safe bet. I would not be pulling cash off the sidelines to put extra cash in that at this particular time, though.
airlines and the travel industry getting pretty much back to normal from the pandemic, or still are the numbers depressed from what they were pre-pandemic?
What we're seeing, comparable numbers, Pat. What's surprising is that when you have fewer airplanes scheduled to fly, the idea that we're close to those numbers is certainly surprising. The problem right now is that a lot of airlines that are looking at expanding their 2023 flight schedules are hearing from Boeing and Airbus that the planned deliveries for aircraft have been delayed because of their supply chain issues. Now, if that happens, we have demand for travel continue to increase, fewer number of seats. These airfares that have been going up 40-some% this year are going to continue going up, which means if you want to save some money, grab those airline reservations as far in advance as you can, 8, 9, 10 months, lock in those low fares, grab the trip cancellation insurance to protect yourself, then you'll be guarded if these airfares continue to go up.
You can find more of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. It's Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
All right, guys.
We've got the news coming up at 7. We check that drive again with Dave Hunter in the, what do we call it, the Horseshoe Blackhawk KOA Traffic Center.